2% of our current representation comes from a working class background. And yet, the vast majority of New York 21 is working class. We are really good at losing around here. And now it's time to win. And as Democrats, as people who care, as people who are ready to change the world and bring about the kind of reform and the kind of ideas that are going to be necessary to pull ourselves out of this deep hole that we've dug ourselves into, we're going to have to try something different. We've run incredibly thoughtful, qualified, in the traditional sense, well-educated, and wealthy individuals against Elise Stefanik twice, and twice we've lost. So right now, what I ask you is, what kind of profile is actually going to give the people of New York 21, not just Democrats, but independents and Republicans alike, a real alternative when they go into the voting booth? And they're not voting on issues like you and I want to vote on or want to think people are voting on. They're voting on emotion. What are they going to see that is different than Stefanik, who's clearly part of the establishment, who clearly is out of touch with everyday life in New York 21? Who are they going to trust? Who's the girl behind the counter at Stewart's going to vote for? Because that's what we have to think about. This is about winning. We are all on the same team. All of us. We all want the same things. And so what we have to do now is put our heads together and think about what the North Country is going to believe in and who's going to give us an opportunity to take this seat back. Because at the end of the day, once we have the seat back, we are all going to, I guarantee you, everyone in this room is going to work as hard as they can to bring about real change and to help our neighbors and to create a better life for our children here. But we have to win the seat first. So I ask you to take your time and get to know each and every candidate, but at the end of the day, put everyone's face not up against each other, but up against Elise Stefanik, and ask yourselves who the general electorate in November is going to trust enough to come out and vote, perhaps for the first time, for another party. My name's Katie Wilson. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be part of such an incredible group of candidates. And I ask that you give me a chance. Because there was another woman, another young woman who no one took seriously, named Kirsten Gillibrand, when she tried to run around here. Katie. Thank you.